Welcome into the studios of ESP Media. We're ready to start another season. We're here with head coach Mike Welker with Moeller Soccer. Coach, how was the summer?
It was good. Good. I had two kids, so I'm very tired over the summer.
Yes, it certainly has life for you as you knew it when we were meeting after every Moeller varsity soccer match last year. We talked about how things were certainly going to change for you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. It's the best thing in the world. They're smiling now. They're, like, giggling. They can actually, like, understand who I am, so it's great, but very tiring.
How's Grandma and Grandpa?
Good. Good. Both sides. They're both happy, excited. You know, Megan's doing great, so my wife is doing awesome. She's staying at home now, so I would have never thought it would be this fun, but it's very, very tiring.
Yeah. And now are the boys, if for anyone who doesn't know you, your wife had twins.
Yep, Mason and Levi.
And are they sleeping through the night yet?
We're putting them. We are, like, huge on a schedule right now. So they're going like 7:30-ish. They'll wake up at 3-ish, then wake back up again at 7-ish. So we're getting whatever that is, 7-8 hours at a time. Yeah, it's
huge.
Megan's the best. Like, she's been awesome, and it's not easy, obviously, to be married to a coach. It's not easy to be married to a guy with, you know, the job that I have for my normal job, and it's really just not easy to be married to me in general. So she's been
easy to be married to a Welker, is what
you're
saying?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
I'll have to run that past your mom.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, 7-8-2. I know that record's in dispute here off the record. Your first season, 2016, as a head coach, Mike.
Yep.
What'd you learn as a head coach?
A lot of humility. A ton of humility. You learn a lot in defeat. You learn a lot through adversity. I think we handled last year. We had a ton of adversity, ton. You know, right from the very beginning. You know, when Bo got hurt, that was not ideal. Obviously, throughout the season, we dealt with more adversity. Matthew Bugatta, who was second team All State, you know, he missed a couple games. He was banged up for the tournament. We adopted a style of play that was extremely fun. You know, it was high scoring. And once people figured us out, we couldn't adapt. You know, it was difficult to go back to playing a traditional style of soccer. So
they adjusted for you, and you didn't readjust.
Yeah, it was I don't remember who told me this. It was another soccer coach that said coaching high school sports is a lot like the show Chopped. If you watch Chopped, the Food Network show, so you'll get, like, a fish, and then you'll get sugar, and you'll get salt and vinegar, you know, whatever it may be.
Yes.
And you have to put together a team. I felt our team – or, you know, a gourmet meal in Chopped. I felt our team was best suited for that run-and-gun style of play, you know, based on our defense, based on our wings. We thought we could beat any team in the city, and we just didn't adapt when we needed to. So what did I learn? Rome isn't built in a day.
Okay.
Coaching's still a ton of fun. It's super rewarding. The relationships are awesome. They're even more awesome now that I get guys the next year. You know, we get returning players.
Build relationships.
The relationships is awesome. I'm meeting great people in the city. You know, in the past, as the freshman coach, you kind of get kind of on the outside looking in for a lot of things. But, you know, meeting coaches from all over has been fantastic. But the number one for me is just how humbling it can be in defeat. You know, it's the worst. And I've watched that game versus Milford. I joke about it, but it's reality. I've probably watched that game over 70 times now. I just keep watching it, and it's tough.
Yeah.
But I'm ready to turn the page, and we're excited for this season. So we're ready to go.
So let's talk about that excitement, returning starters.
Yeah. So, when I'm asked about returning starters, so Will Lonneman is returning. Will just accepted, he verbally committed to the University of Cincinnati. So Will was a fantastic player. He was honorable mention for the Cincinnati.com, you know, soccer awards last year. He was first team GCL. You know, he'll be starter again for us in the midfield. Jake Reniker, his club team, Jake, Parker, and Connor, they just played for a national championship. They came in third, so, you know, that's a huge honor for them.
Sure.
Jake started every game for us last year at left back. We'll probably move him into the midfield this year. I don't think Jake knows that yet, but he'll probably be moved. Thomas Damon and Dylan Grogan, they played on the wings for us last year. They'll be on defense this year.
Okay.
Cal Collins will actually be taking Ryan Galaney's spot at goalie, so, you know, he's not a returning starter, but Nick Peter started a few games last year. Jordan Walter started a few games. I think Cusmano and Howell. We're young. We were a young team. We had like 30 guys last year on our team, so we have a lot of returning players.
Sure. But they might be in different positions.
Yeah, they're all over the place. It's chopped. It's chopped all over again. So we're going to make it. We're going to make it work. However, we need to make it work.
Sounds great.
Nick Rodrigo, too. Sorry, I don't want to leave out Nick. Nick Rodrigo started a lot of games last year. Right now, it looks like Nick, Dylan, and Dylan Grogan and Thomas Damon will be our three starters on defense. And they've been awesome this preseason. I don't believe they've given up a single goal in probably the 12 scrimmage-type games that we've played.
Perfect. Well, if we did forget somebody, it wasn't on purpose. Yeah. So excuse us if we did forget somebody.
Lack of sleep.
Yes. Off-season, one of the things that you implemented last year was a very organized off-season program. Talk to the fans about what the Crusaders did this off-season, Coach.
Yeah, so very similar to last year. We trained at Beacon Orthopedic, but I asked Isaac to crank it up a little bit. So we went 2 days, okay. Mondays and Wednesdays at Beacon. We moved up the time. I think we were at 3 to 4 or 3:30 or 4:30, whatever it was. To give more guys an opportunity to come. So we're lifting 30 minutes, running for 30 minutes. So that plan was still in place.
Okay.
In June and July.
How was attendance?
Awesome. Okay. We'll have some days where it's 45 to 50 guys, and okay. then once kind of get into March, everyone gets back in the club, and now you're at 20 to 25 guys.
Sure.
And then when the incoming freshmen committed to Moeller, they started to come as well. So, numbers kind of fluctuate based on, what's going on and what's not going on. June and July then, we bring it back to Moeller. We go 3 days a week. The goalkeepers go four. We went for 2.5 hours, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Same thing, lift, run, and then open fields. So we're in shape. We're ready. Isaac and his team are awesome. It's a targeted plan specific for, building soccer strength. We're not trying to be, we're building soccer core muscles is
sure.
what we're trying to do.
One of the things, we didn't talk about this pre, but Isaac is part of your staff now, correct?
No, he's not. He is a helper of the staff.
He's an assistant of the staff.
From afar, he is.
I don't even want to go there.
Time commitments. So
gotcha.
We're fine.
Well, to end this first segment, once again, this is Robbie with ESP Media here with head coach Mike Welker of Moeller Soccer. Apparently, you've got some really nice gear again for the varsity.
Yeah.
Let's for whatever you can share
right.
with the fans at home that are tuning in, what kind of fun gear do the Crusaders have this year?
My promise to everyone or anyone that listens to this or watches this, we will have the nicest gear in the city. Maybe the state, maybe the country. Are we being in my background of
yes.
merchandise and retail sales.
You
and
are the king of merch.
I'm the king of t-shirts.
Yes.
we have really nice gear. We partnered with Nike.
Okay.
We have a lot of custom stuff. Anything that Urban Meyer's wearing on the sidelines last year,
yes.
I purchased for myself out of my own money because, look good, coach good, I guess. The guys, they'll have three different long sleeve jerseys. That's also for practice. We'll start to put it on social media.
Okay.
It's in the final decoration stages right now. But we'll have six jerseys for the varsity team.
That's strong, Coach.
Six different shorts. So we'll have, whatever that
– that combination.
However you make that, 90 different combinations or whatever. We're the Oregon –
We're going to need a grid so you can see what you guys are wearing each week.
Yeah, I would like. Yeah, I will. I will work with the social media team to get that done. So
perfect. And social media wise, at Moeller Soccer for Twitter fans to
yep.
Follow the latest and greatest, and we will always retweet that at Let's Go Big Mo. Coach, let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll come back. Let's talk a little bit about tryouts that are coming up soon, scrimmages, and the tough regular season schedule. We'll get fans up to date on what we're doing with the podcast schedule and broadcasts, and we will be right back on ESP Media.
Awesome.
ESP Media and In-Game Sports, located in Cincinnati, Ohio, house the best special event promotions, game management, sales, and media productions in town. The Skyline Chili Crosstown Showdown, the nation's longest-running high school football showcase, is one of our signature events. Also, we operate numerous high school athletic media programs in greater Cincinnati. We can support your school and or company with website and mobile app creation and operations, on-site audio and video production studios. We can tackle your project right here under one roof. Contact us today to put our team to work for you. Reach us at 513-655-4966. That's 513-655-4966. Or email us at sales@espmediasn.com. It's your event. We just produce it. Welcome back into the studios here at ESP Media. We're in segment two of our season preview with head coach Mike Welker. I'm Rob Ebel with ESP Media. Coach, good job in the first segment. Everything flowed very well, and now that you have twins.
Just grizzled vets.
I didn't see you nod off or yawn, so I think we're good.
Grizzled veterans.
We are grizzled veterans. Yeah. First, in segment two, let's talk about tryouts. I know they're right around the corner. Tell the fans a little bit about the tryout schedule, how many days, you know, those type of things.
Yeah, so tomorrow, August 1st, is tryouts. Varsity will go 7 to 9 a.m. In the morning. We'll go 3 to 5 in the afternoon, and then 7 to 9 a.m. on Wednesday morning. So each level gets three tryouts. So you get three different sessions for varsity or the JV programs. JV will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
And then they'll have final cuts for JV that evening. Right now we're projecting about 95 guys to try out.
Is that in comparison to years past? Is that about the same, or is that number
it's
up?
About the same as last. It's a little bit more than last year, which was a little bit more than the years prior. That's a lot of people interested in Moeller, and this time's hard. It's really, really hard. It's not easy on parents, obviously. You know, it's not easy on players. It's not easy on coaches. Everyone.
Worst time of the year for coaches when you have to have cuts.
Yeah, and everyone's bought in, and everyone has so much energy, and everyone's doing the right stuff, and it's not easy. And we made the decision last year. I put out a survey, and at the end of the season, being a business guy, what can I always do to get better? If I'm not getting better, how can I expect the players, you know, to try to get better in the offseason as well? So we sent out a survey to all the parents, all the players. What went right? What went wrong? What can we do better for next year?
Right.
The number one response was lower roster sizes. So this year we're going into the varsity program. We're going to have 15 field players, maybe 16 field players. As of right now.
Right.
Whatever shakes out at tryouts, we want to carry 15 to 16 field players. We want to carry 1 to 2 goalies on the varsity team. At JVA, between 15 and 19 field players. JVB, between 15 and 18 field players. 1 to 2 goalies on each. It's difficult.
It's always subject to change. There might be some guy that shows up that you're expecting to be on JVA that just has an unbelievable tryout.
Yeah.
That, you can't be held to the fire that, you know, you said you were going to do 15 on your video, coach. What happened? Right. Somebody
stepped
up. I always
say 15 or more. I give the or more, the plus. Reality is it's 10 people play on the field.
Sure.
You know, 10 people play, one goalie plays. It's like baseball. You're familiar with baseball. You know, you can have these massive rosters, but we want kids
makes
to
it
play.
Tough, man.
Well, we want them to play. So, yes, it's cool to be part of something, and yes, it's cool to be part of the team and the program, but you're here to play. So we want to put you in the right position, the right team, the right environment to get the most playing time. So if that's
You're only going to get better if you play.
Right. And, yes, we want you to train at the higher levels, and, yes, we want you to get used to the faster speed and the bigger guys. But if you're going to sit on the bench, we would much rather you be on JV, learn how to play, continue to get the game minutes, continue to develop your skills through that route versus practicing with varsity and sitting on the bench. This is the right thing to do.
No question.
It's hard because people give up a lot of their time and energy over the last couple months, but it's the right thing to do in the grand scheme of things.
Well, let's talk about the schedule.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of heat over the schedule.
Well, you're not dodging anybody. Yeah. You're going after the best.
Right.
We both have the schedule in front of us. Four scrimmages.
Yeah.
We're playing St. Charles up at Miami.
Yeah.
Highlands, Hamilton, Oak Hills is your scrimmage schedule. And that's going to get you ready for your opener versus Mason, I think.
Yeah. Nothing will get us ready for Mason's the best, right? You know, they're the best. And it's cool that we get to open up at their place.
Yep.
I was looking. I think Mason's lost maybe twice at home in the regular season. in 5 or 6 years.
Right.
So it's crazy.
You know, it's a great venue.
It's awesome. It's cool. It's a cool place. But St. Charles, they're the number 8 team in the country.
Yep.
They were number 2. They went undefeated, lost to St. Ignatius in the state championship game. St. Ignatius was the national champions. Highlands, top team in Kentucky.
Right.
For me, it's kind of a home. You know, that's where Megan's from.
Right.
So all her family will
and
be there.
And she's the better soccer player in the family,
way
right?
better. She'll,
okay.
she'll make sure
I just
she'll
had to get that in there.
Yeah, yes, she, her name's on, like, the stadium. Like, you walk in there and you see her name with, like, the state champion or yep. whatever. Hamilton and Oak Hill is both very good GMC teams.
No question.
And then we ramp up with Mason. What I said to the guys and the coaching staff, everyone makes the tournament. Every single team in the city makes the soccer tournament. So what's the point of playing a light schedule? What's the point of,
right.
You know, it's way more fun to be geared up for every single game, to have a challenge every single game. My job is to make, A, the soccer team better by the end of the season,
sure.
and B, to make, you know, these boys into men.
Right.
And to not have a challenge in front of you, to not push yourself to get better every single game and every single practice. And why are we doing this? You know,
right.
why I want people that if they see what we're doing at Moeller, I want them to say, I want my sons to go there because they're not they want to get better. You know, they want to become better people, they want to become better soccer players, they want to become better men.
And we talked about that a lot in our podcast last year about you making Moeller soccer a destination sport for junior high kids, public or parochial.
Right.
You want them to come to Moeller to play soccer.
Yeah, and you know I have, you know, whether this is right, there are message boards around the city in the high school.
Coach,
world.
You can't read those.
I don't
You're
read.
Go crazy.
I don't. My players have told me.
Oh,
people
okay.
are calling me arrogant for this schedule, and it's not arrogant. It's I couldn't. How do I say that we want to be the best if we're not willing to play the best people? How do
right.
I?
Oh, you're right.
How do I schedule someone who's not Division I, just to pad stats and pat yourself on? It's fake. That's
yep.
fake. We want to play the best teams in the city because we want to be the best year over year if we can.
A couple of noticeable changes in the schedule this year. I see. I'll point them both out. One, no Crusader Cup, but
yep.
I do see a trip to Louisville, an overnighter. At Trinity High School. So briefly, let's talk Crusader Cup is no more.
Yeah, Crusader Cup's no more. We don't really need to go into that.
We'll just it's not on the schedule this year.
It's not on the schedule anymore.
I like the trip to Louisville Trinity.
Yeah, so the trip to Louisville, so I decided to no longer have the Crusader Cup in that it just became kind of stale. It wasn't the excitement that there was anymore. I reached out to some of the other schools to see if we could switch it up. You know, St. Xavier is in a rotating game with St. Ignatius, and it's actually here in Cincinnati this year. So it's cool for them to – it's a traveling game. The Crusader
sure.
Cup was stagnant at home, so I just wanted to mix it up.
No,
I wanted a different schedule.
So we're going to head down on a Friday night, play Cuffcath
yep.
at Trinity.
Yeah, yeah, we're
and
playing.
And then spend the night, have yeah. a nice bonding session with the team in the hotel. And
yep.
Then at 1:30, you guys will play Trinity at Trinity.
Yep, top and, three team.
Yeah.
Cuffcath, top three team in Kentucky. So I chuckle that we're playing Cuffcath in Louisville, but, you know, that's just how the schedule worked out.
Yeah, that's good. So a very tough schedule. Tryouts start tomorrow.
Yep.
Weekly podcast, something we're going to change media-wise this year. We had podcasts that followed every match last year. We're changing it up a bit. We're leaning towards Mondays. Doing a podcast talking about the previous week and then talk about the upcoming matches in the upcoming week. So I wanted to tell the fans about that.
I think it will give us a better opportunity to talk about the program as a whole. So not only just what the varsity is doing, but, you know, really recap the previous week of the JV programs, get more of the players involved, you know,
right.
have them come in and be part of it as well. It'll be... I think it's a good change.
And then a select number of audio broadcasts. We did all of the games last year. We're going to step back and do a couple. Those have not been decided as of this interview, but we'll certainly let fans know when that gets decided.
We would love to do all of them. If anyone out there is watching and would love to be a sponsor of the Moeller soccer program to have the audio broadcast for all games, I'm sure executive producer Rob Ebel can get some good
Yeah, we could work some things out there, yeah. And they can find your contact information at letsgobigmo.com under Inside Athletics.
Yes.
They can go to the directory and get your contact info there. Well, Coach, I think we've covered a bunch. Got the fans wet their whistle of Moeller soccer and the excitement moving forward to tryouts starting tomorrow, the regular season not too far away, August 24th at Mason. So, Coach, thanks for coming in, sharing your insights, and we look forward to the weekly podcast. And best of luck this season.
Awesome. Thank you.